a problem, this addiction I have. I would feel the urge, then I'd go stuck raving mad. Break into the arcade, screaming and hollering, anticipating putting $25 in any machine. Who was out of control? I didn't need quarters, I brought $10 bankrolls, bags of quarters. I was insane. People thought that I worked there and asked me for change, but I would get defensive and yell, leave me alone. These are my quarters, stupid, go get your own. Dude walked away with this look in his eyes like, oh man, I wonder what's wrong with that guy. I was addicted, a video burnout, and I would go crazy when the guy would have to turn out the lights at midnight. I fall on my knees and say, have a hard crowd, one more game, please. Some nights I might sleep on the subway or outside of the arcade till it opened up the next day. And when it opened at a quarter to ten, it was the same old thing all over again. I was doing bad, my future was bleak. I'd rather play games than eat or sleep. Until one day, this guy came along. He didn't have a radio, but he was playing a song. I got curious, so I said, yo, what's that noise?
What noise? I don't know.
No, fool, that noise you was making there.
What, this?
Yeah, that was death, man. Where'd you learn to do that?
Man, I don't know. I guess I always knew that. I had this talent deep down inside. Hush, you want to hear some more, man?
Yeah.
Come on, let's take a ride.
He made sounds like I never heard before, and he still had more. Then he got me hyped when he played this incredible song, and I lost my mind when Ready C played Donkey Kong.